This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Public Radio's evening host, Jerry Rohde, died this week. He worked as an announcer for the station for more than 30 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen has this remembrance.
Anyone who turns on St. Louis Public Radio after all things considered is likely familiar with the voice of Jerry Rohde.
You're listening to 90.7 KWMU, St. Louis Public Radio, 90.3 WQUB, Quincy, and 88.5 KMST, Rolla. We're broadcasting in HD.
Rohde was born in 1962 in Bremen, West Germany. Jerry is actually short for Gerhalf. He grew up with his older sister, Gina, who says his love of music ran deep.
We both shared country music from the get-go, even in Germany. He was a dedicated Waylon Jennings fan.
I've been a dreamer all of my life.
Rohde first came to St. Louis as a high school exchange student in 1978. A few years later, he returned to get his bachelor's degree in German at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. That was when he started announcing on KWMU's weekend late-night jazz programs. St. Louis on the Air's executive producer, Mary Edwards, has worked with him ever since he started.
I'm frequently here in the evenings when he comes in, and you don't mess with Jerry when he first comes in because he wants to take his time to go over his copy, make sure he knows all the pronunciations.
Morning host Mike Schran first met Rohde in 1988. For about a decade, he served as the station's program director. This was his favorite letter from a listener.
Dear Mr. Schran, what's up with Jerry Rohde? You know what I mean. And it was signed from this person, and I read it, and I laughed because I was like, yes, I know what you mean, and no, I don't have an answer. He's just Jerry Rohde.
It's no secret that Rohde was an odd duck. For example, Rohde owned dozens of large vintage cars, most notably a 1978 Chrysler Cordoba.
It had a taxicab light on the top that had the call letters KWMU, and it had a set of steer horns on the front. And then the entire rest of the car was just plastered with every kind of bumper sticker.
Rohde also had a rather unique fashion sense.
He had a different Hawaiian shirt for every day of the week.
He was very proud of the fact that he found some place in England that he could order bell bottoms.
He had procured a number of, shall we say, colorful brimmed hats that were rimmed with feather boas.
The pig hat that he wore lately is a real remarkable one. He'd wear it backwards most of the time.
That last voice was Catherine Miller, chair of the biology department at Washington University. While Rohde spent his nights on the airwaves, he spent his daytime hours in the stockroom at WashU's Department of Biology. He started working there in 1997. Here's his supervisor, Andrew Johnstone, with Miller.
He loved to find interesting trinkets.
Found objects.
And objects. A lot of them, for a number of years, were noisemaking. We used to have a menagerie of them, and they were light sensitive. A few people had limited access after I had a key, like our former chairman. He went in to get a department vehicle on the weekend, flipped the light on, and I almost came out of my skin because the place came alive with all these animals making sounds.
Rohde loved to make people laugh, but he also kept to himself a lot. His sister Gina Eaton puts it best.
One side of him wanted to be social, and the other side of him wanted to be like the hermit more, where he wanted to be by himself, do what he thought was right, and that didn't matter if it was right for other people as long as it was right for him.
Jerry Rohde was 55. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.